Crime Check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Let's get into the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Stakeholders concerned about recently released terms of reference for constitutional amendment process. FRA assures safe storage of bumper maize harvest despite capacity constraints. In global news, Israel identifies bodies of 2 hostages returned by Hamas. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Constitutional lawyer Tresford Charlie has raised concerns over the recently released terms of reference for the ongoing constitutional amendment process, describing them as unclear. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Charlie notes that the document largely replicates provisions already found in the draft constitution under Bill No. 7. Mr. Charlie says this limits the committee's ability to conduct a broad and independent review, effectively reducing its mandate to that of endorsement rather than objective scrutiny. He has further expressed concern about the timeline of the process, noting that since Bill 7 remains legally active in the National Assembly until December, the committee's work is indirectly constrained by that deadline.
Bill 7 talks about women, youth. Technical committee terms of reference is tailoring them towards that. When you look at those terms of reference, they are basically saying endorse Bill 7. You can't have terms of reference when you already have a draft bill. The Bill 7 expiring or its shelf life coming to an end in December because it was not withdrawn. And can those guys finish the work before December? I do not think so.
Meanwhile, another lawyer, Isaac Simbeye, has noted that despite the publication of the terms of reference, the committee remains illegal because its operations are not anchored to any clear legal framework nor tied to a specific timeline.
First, it was the president who was supposed to issue a statutory instrument appointing that committee. So there's nothing of that nature. The next is that now when you look at the so-called terms of reference, that also brings to question the legality of those same terms of reference. When they're supposed to do this, when they're supposed to do that, where do they report after some exercises, where are they based, where can people find them? All those things are missing.
While appearing on Phoenix FM's Let the People Talk program yesterday, Constitutional Amendment Technical Committee spokesperson Dr. Landilani Banda assured that the committee is committed to completing its work in the shortest time possible, although he did not provide a specific time frame. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has assured stakeholders that this year's bumper maize harvest will be securely stored and protected from damage despite current storage capacity constraints ahead of the rainy season. The FRA Acting Chief Executive Officer, Justin Chunka, has told Phoenix News that the agency's installed storage capacity stands at 1.15 million metric tons, while maize purchases have so far reached approximately 1.8 million metric tons, leaving an excess of around 500,000 metric tons. Mr. Chunka says to manage the surplus, the agency is leasing additional storage facilities from listed private sector partners and relocating some of the maize to FRA-owned self-storage sites. He has reaffirmed that the FRA has robust systems in place to preserve the quality of the grain, including continuous monitoring, handling and pest control protocols, as well as protection against weather-related damage. Mr. Chunka has dismissed concerns that the surplus maize may spoil due to limited storage space. He stresses that the agency is maintaining the grain in the same condition in which it was purchased.
What FRA has done is that we have solicited the support of the private sector. We have basically storage facilities, and we are storing all our grain in those leased facilities. So the assumption or the perception that maybe the grain or the stock will go to waste through stocking or maybe another hazard are not actually there. All the stock that we have purchased, we are currently moving it to self-storage facilities, which we have now going out to lease from the private sector. And secondly, we are also continuing with our usual regime that the stock, the quality of the stock is maintained by continuously fumigating or to maintain the quality of the stock.
Historian Professor Bizek Piri has called on individuals eyeing the presidency ahead of the 2026 general elections to base their ambitions on solid political structures rather than pursuing personal interests. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Professor Piri has expressed concern over the growing number of presidential hopefuls who appear to lack a clear understanding of their responsibilities and demands of the office. He has emphasized that the country's deep-rooted economic and governance challenges cannot be addressed through personal charisma alone. He stresses that effective leadership requires a track record of competence and the backing of robust democratic political parties. Professor Piri says serious contenders must prove that they are the legitimate choice of their party by earning support from grassroots structures and undergoing democratic selection processes. He has further urged the electorate to support candidates who demonstrate both leadership capacity and the organizational strength needed to govern, noting that such qualities are crucial for ensuring national stability and long-term development.
Now, if an individual wakes up and says, no, I think me, I can be president also, and you don't have any organization, you don't have, you know, a properly elected leadership, how then are you going to manage even the process of going through the campaigns and so on and so forth? So these are the challenges. My advice would be, let political parties and even individuals that want to be president, let them go through a political party that is well established, a political party that people know, not just in one region, but all the 10 provinces of Zambia, the 156 constituencies.
The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, has projected that the Zambian kwacha will continue to appreciate modestly and could reach about 21 kwacha per US dollar by the end of 2025. The EAZ president, Dr. Oswald Mungule, says the local currency has strengthened from a high of 28 kwacha 94 ngwe per US dollar in March 2025 to around 22 kwacha per US dollar this month. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mungule has attributed the appreciation to positive fiscal policies and improved external sector performance, including strong export activity that has supported foreign exchange inflows. He has also praised the operationalization of the export proceeds tracking framework, saying it has allowed exporters to hold bank accounts domiciled in Zambia, which in turn increased foreign currency inflows. However, he has warned that energy imports caused by hydropower shortages will raise foreign exchange demand and can weaken the kwacha.
The Zambian kwacha is forecasted to appreciate modestly through the year end of 2025, and this will be supported by sound macroeconomic policies and improved external sector performance. Sustained policy discipline and strategic investments are essential to mitigate risks and ensure long-term currency stability.
In global news, Israel's military says the bodies of two hostages returned by Hamas on Tuesday have been identified as Aye Zalmanovic and Master Sergeant Tamir Ada. Mr. Zalmanovic, 80.